Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Big News Show, episode number 8. I can hardly believe it. It's episode number 8 with me, Ben Bailey, of course. On tonight's program, along with me, as usual, the lovely and talented Miss Emma Gleason is here. Upstairs, Sparky the dog, lying around. He'll definitely be howling once or twice, I would imagine. We're going to do some sketches. We're going to show you guys some sketches, things you haven't even seen before on the Big News Show. We're going to go live from Vic's Bar, which is where it all comes from. We are going to go up the mountain and visit the wise old man. We're going to hear some original music. We are, of course, going to discuss some weird, wild, wacky Wednesday Weekly World News. We're going to go by the local comedy club. We're going to do a movie quote or two, usually one or two. We're going to take some viewer questions, and we're going to answer them. We are, of course, going to do Sunday, because the show is back on Sunday nights, which I'm excited about. All that and much more on this episode number 8 of the Big News Show. Let's do this. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Vic's Bar, where we are live from. We are going live from Vic's Bar. Live from Vic's, brought to you by me, Ben Bailey. Because I made it. All aspects of it. Love to have somebody else bring it to you one day, but for now, it's just me. And, of course, the lovely and talented Miss Emma Gleason. Hey, babe, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I feel pretty good about our new show setup.
Nice.
I'm liking being seated here at the helm.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I feel like our audio is good. I feel like our video is good. I feel like we're in good shape.
It's great. It looks great.
It looks great. It feels great.
Good.
Yeah. Let's do this. Episode 8. I can't even believe that it's episode 8 already. It's like...
No, I can't either. It still feels like we're just getting started.
Yeah. And I think that's because we've had so many issues with things that... It just feels like we're still just kind of finding what this is and what it's going to be. But I honestly feel like that this iteration really kind of landed in a place where we've been trying to land for a while.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm sitting here at the bar with whatever I want to have behind me.
Nice.
Just feels very good. So I hope that's right. But
yeah, I was going to say, I think it's exciting in a way.
It is.
We're still exploring. We're still finding new things.
The show is still finding itself just a bit, you know. It doesn't quite know exactly what it is yet.
But yeah, that means our possibilities are still wide open.
The possibilities are endless. But let's get things going. Let's get right out of the gate. Let's do something that I know everybody wants to do. And that's a cash cab drive-by. Cash cab drive-by, folks. That means take a sip of your beverage, whatever it is that you're drinking. I don't care if it's beer or whiskey or wine or water. Put it up to your lips and take a sip. And salute and toast yourself for the crap that you've gone through and survived to still be hanging out with us here today.
I have a delicious combo of all three in my The Big New Show mug.
Ooh, wow. Whiskey. I thought I named four. Whiskey, wine.
Beer and water.
Beer and water.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, it's so
That's
nice.
That's got to taste a little bit strange. So, Cash Cab Drive-By also looking for sponsors for that. Any kind of auto parts or beverages would be appropriate.
Yeah, maybe something other than whiskey, wine, beer, water.
Whiskey, wine, beer, or water, or a combo of all four?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was four.
Yeah.
There's four of them. Successful cash cab drive-by, folks. Here's to you. Cheers to you.
Cheers.
And we're going to go right into something else that's always enjoyable. We're going to take a viewer question.
Oh, okay.
This is where we take a question from a viewer and answer it. We don't just take it. We take it and we answer it.
Where do you take it?
I take it right here where you give it to me, babe, because you're the one that supplies them.
All right. Okay, so this is a question from one of our, God, I hate when I just lose words.
Oh, it happens.
One of our regulars.
One of our regular viewers. Regulars. I was going for another word. Regular valued viewers.
Valued. Nice. One of our regular valued viewers. All right, so that knocks a few people off the list of who it might be from. Just kidding, regulars. You guys are all regulars.
Laura Miskin.
Laura Miskin. I know that's a familiar name.
Yeah.
Miss Laura Miskin.
Yeah.
What's up, Laura? What is your question?
She says, do you remember the episode where the contestants...
Nope. Just kidding. Sorry.
Where the contestants did a street shout out and the lady they asked didn't know the answer and yells in a thick accent, oh, forget it, and walks off. Man, that was funny.
Do I remember? I think I remember that.
I don't know what the thick accent was, but I thought I'd just throw.
Right. She just said in a thick accent. I think she probably means a New York.
Well, that's the one
that comes to mind. I think I remember that.
Does that sound familiar?
It's funny. Like, each part of that question is like, yes, 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 yes. Like, that's every game, you know, as you get through. But then that one,
right,
the very end of it is like, okay, no, that's definitely unique.
It sounds familiar to me, too.
Yeah, I think I remember on the Upper West Side at one point, there was like a really funny one that we were up on like, you know, Riverside in the 60s somewhere. And there was a really funny reaction to something really funny happened. But I mean, that's happened a million times where the person didn't know and was just like, ah. Usually they would like stay and like try to guess and like get their whole head into the window to try to be in the shot and like, oh, it's a catch cap, you know, and then they get so excited that they have a hard time focusing on what the people are asking them to do. But I remember one of them, there's been a lot of crazy shout out moments over the years, like amazing coincidences where like these people had very early on, a question about a German architectural movement. And they were just like, what? They just had no idea.
Yeah.
And I pulled over. They flagged a woman down, and she was a German architect.
Wow. What are the odds?
What are the odds? And she just goes Bauhaus, and it was like ding ding ding. And they were like, oh my god! Like, she didn't say a word. She just said Bauhaus and kept going, and that was the answer.
That was the only thing she said.
That was the only word that she said at all. And then we had to like chase her down to get her release, which was pretty typical, you know?
Right.
At least in the old days, before people knew. Like, at that point, nobody knew what cash cab was.
But later they would want to hang around.
Later they wouldn't run off. They'd be like hanging around asking questions, trying to get a look at that guy in a driver's seat.
Yeah. Let's see what happens after.
I think I remember
that moment.
I vaguely remember that. It's really interesting. I hope I don't have stuff in my teeth.
I feel that. All of a sudden, I'm like, we had some snacks. Right,
how are my
before
teeth?
We started.
We had a minor issue, nothing close to what we've had in the past, but we had a little technical thing to deal with, and then it was like, okay, let's have a snack. And now I'm like, oh my god, I have stuff in my teeth.
I had a Daily Harvest snack.
Ooh, nice Daily Harvest, which we're going to talk to you guys about at some point. We've been meaning to tell you about it. But I'm losing track of what I was saying already.
Sorry.
What was I saying?
So releases and early days and ladies running off and...
There's plenty of people who are just like, I don't know, and they run. But I feel like I remember that one. Like, just forget it.
I feel like that just gives you such a like snapshot into that person's personality.
Yeah, totally.
Like the
because they're put on the spot, and it's like they're just going to be real.
Yeah.
You're not going to get some put on kind of thing from most people. Don't have the capacity to just pull out an act of some sort in that moment.
People react like so very differently. Like there's the people who like you can tell they don't know the show, especially like in the earlier episodes, and they're feeling leery, but they want to be helpful and, you know, and then they get excited and, you know, they're more optimistic. You can see that they're hoping that it's something good. And then there's the people who just like the New Yorkers who just ignore no matter what. Doesn't matter that they can hear the people right next to them yelling at them saying, we need help. They just like
Yeah, they just don't care. They just keep walking. Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
Which brings us to a movie quote, believe it or not.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I do believe it.
Keeping to yourself is standard practice in any major city.
Oh, gosh.
That's a good one. Keeping to yourself is standard practice. I think it's practice.
Have you done this one?
Or procedure, yeah. On working from home, working, way back when we did do it. But, hey, it came up organically.
And already I don't remember.
Yeah, like, it's a good one. And I don't know the character's name. I might have to look it up. I know the actor in the movie, but I don't know the character's name offhand. But, yeah, so here's what I was going to say. I went into the city the other night.
Right.
Two nights, Friday and Saturday, I was back in New York doing sets at the good old Comedy Cellar. And I even popped into the Gotham Comedy Club for a couple. I had a great time. At one point, I ended up sitting at a bar and just like having a beer and talking to some friends. And there's a woman, a young woman sitting next to me. And she keeps looking at me. She keeps kind of glancing at me. And, you know, she's got that FBI, what I call the FBI look. You know, she's just kind of like, and I'm like, okay, she knows me, but she doesn't know where she knows me from. Turns out she knows a friend of mine.
Okay.
And who's there. That's why she's there. And he's there too. And then he's like, did you meet Ben Bailey? And she's like, huh? And he's like, Ben Bailey, Cash Cab. And she's like, I was on Cash Cab. It turns out I'm sitting next to this woman who actually rode in the cab, and she didn't realize it.
Oh, that's funny.
Took her a little while to figure out that it was me. I don't know if I look different or...
I guess it's been some years.
But so my point is, like, I can usually remember a game. If they can tell me where I picked them up and where I dropped them off, I can usually go, okay, something about that. I just plug that information into my head, so... So I go, who were you with? And she goes, I was with a woman and a man.
Yeah.
And she showed me a picture of the guy. And I go, I remember that guy. I remember you. I go, you were in the back seat. She's like, yeah. I'm like,
wow.
That's the guy who said he was going to use his winnings to buy a penis pump.
Okay, that one was more recent.
Yeah, that was was Bravo episodes.
That was,
in 2019. Yeah. You were around for that one. I told you about that, yeah.
Oh, no, I remember the, like, social media shout-out that came up.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I think it was that, yeah.
Social media shout-out. Boy, did I hate doing those. They were a big hit, and everyone loved them, but they were just to do it live to a phone while I already have all these cameras running, and like it's just like, oh, my God.
Just added a whole another level of complication.
Could we possibly make this any more... mind-blowing.
Ooh.
Let's blow it up, folks. Got to blow it up once in a while,
apparently.
Just to keep it real.
Okay, so just to put this in context, you know, people were...
It's like, what are you going to use the money for if you win? The guy was like, he was sweating. He was like one of the sweatiest dudes I've ever seen. And he was like, I'm going to get a penis pump. Like, a penis pump?
Wow.
I'm like, didn't Austin Powers have one of those? Like, what is a penis pump even? Sounds painful.
It does. It does. Not having a penis, even, it still sounds painful.
Well, believe me, if you have one, it sounds even more painful.
I would imagine so. Okay, but just for context, a lot of people are probably thinking, you know, how can you not remember a game? How many episodes of Cash Cab?
How many episodes have we done ever?
Film?
565, I think.
Okay. And
something like that. Maybe it's 585. I don't know.
And
between 500 and 600, closer to 600 episodes.
Right.
And we usually do... We generally would shoot five games to get three, five or six.
Right. So
sometimes seven. So.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of games.
So three games in an episode, but for every three that make it to... Don't.
On average, yeah.
On average, yeah.
Sometimes more.
Yeah. So sometimes people I know, they contact you or the or Cash Cab and say, like, where is so-and-so's episode or my episode or whatever?
I get those all the time. I get those things all the time on social media. Hey, could you help me find episode number 491?
I'm like, yeah.
No.
No.
No, I cannot. I don't have them, number one. Number two, I don't know, you know.
Like that you're
they're archived somewhere, you know.
Which are the ones that didn't make it?
Well, that usually when people are asking, they're asking about an episode on which they're, you know, they actually aired.
Oh, okay.
I have had one or two people say, hey, can I, is it possible to find the game that
right.
never made it to air?
Right.
There was one guy that used to come into the Comedy Cellar and give me dirty looks all the time.
Huh.
Until finally I was like, what is up with you, man? And he just he just started chatting and blah, 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 blah. And then slowly it came out that he had been on Cash Cab. And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
You know, I'm just kind of like keeping an eye on this dude the whole time because there's a very strange vibe coming from him.
Right.
And then he eventually tells me that he moved away. He moved out of town and he's just come back for the weekend. Well, he just moved and he moved far, somewhere out west. He had moved far away and like only a week before. I'm like, you already came back for the weekend? And then I figured, oh, he came back for the weekend because he saw that I was going to be at the club and he wanted to come there.
Oh, ow.
And so slowly it comes out of the guy that he's furious because he was on Cash Cab, he was told that it was going to be on and then it wasn't on. And he invited his friends and family. And everyone was gathered around to watch him be on Cash Cab, and then he was not on it. I felt terrible for the guy. I apologized, but I was like, I can't, I don't.
That's not your call.
Not my call, nothing I can do. And I was like, I can't, I'm not going to be able to find your game even.
Yeah.
I wish I could, I'm sorry. But it's funny because the guy was like throwing up red flags all over the place. The whole vibe that he was giving off was like, wow, this guy is... you know, he's like disgruntled employee kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, where'd you move? And he's like, he told me. And I was like, you know what? Where exactly? Like, I wrote down his address. I got his email. I just like started hitting him up for all this information. And then I was like, here, I gave it to the manager of the club. I'm like, if I disappear.
Wow.
This is the guy you need to call and find out why. Because
okay.
he traveled across the country to express his... anger over what happened, you know. Anyway,
Goodness me.
It turned out to be fine. But you know that happens. He's not the only one that I've had come up and be like, "Hey, I was, my episode never aired," and I, you know.
And those are the not so weird ones.
Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah, there's
in terms of people who come up to you. And
there's some weirder ones than that.
Oh
that's
my
for
God,
sure.
Yeah, what about that? Just that.
What are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of a lady who handed you a note. And
okay, that narrows it down to about
50. About 50, yeah. And
I think I know which one. Are you talking about Pacific Beach?
Maybe.
Like La Jolla?
And she thought that she came up with the...
Oh, no, that's that one. Okay. Ooh, no, that's a different one still.
Okay.
That one handed me a note.
Yeah.
There was a note in the green room. They had a note at the front bar. There were notes everywhere in the club for me already, and she was being watched closely because she got there. She had come to several shows in a row and got there got there early and was leaving notes and telling everyone she was a personal friend. This is a woman that I had never met. I didn't know this woman at all. And eventually, like, if she had left me one note and said, I'm a friend of Ben's, could you get him this note? They would have been like, okay.
Yeah.
Sure, but like, she left a note with like several different people, and they were like, "Okay, there's something not right here."
Some desperation.
Yeah. So she is one of a couple of people who believed that, and I mean believed that they had come up with, or they and I had come up with, the idea for Cash Cab, and they thought I owed them money. There's two of them out there that like really, really believed it. And I would say to them, I said to both of them, well, I never talked to the one guy, but the woman, I said, look, I know for a fact that you and I didn't come up with Cash Cab together. And she was like, how is that? And I was like, because it wasn't my idea. And she's like, what? I'm like, yeah, wasn't my idea. I auditioned for it. It had already been a show in England. And she was like,
oh, wow.
Like, even me saying that didn't convince her.
Must have scrambled her brain.
She said, no, no, we came up with it when we were at the, you know, some place, some club that doesn't exist. It was the two of she and I and a midget. And that was her word. I don't know if that's an offensive word, midget or not.
Wow.
But I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, my God.
It was pretty crazy.
On some acid trip she had sometime. Wow.
I don't know. But so, like, security eventually was like, okay, time to go.
Oh, my God.
And they chased her out and like,
God.
Escorted her to the edge of the property. And then, like, 5 minutes later, she was just back. Just, like, smiling at me in the same spot. I'm like, I'm going to go inside now, I think.
I think I remember you telling me about her looking at you through a window or something.
Yeah, she was waiting outside and looking at me through the window. I think that was beforehand, yeah.
I remember you talking to me on the phone.
Oh, man, I felt badly. Like, she really believed that.
Yeah.
And there's just no truth in it at all.
Wow.
It is literally an impossibility.
Yep. Oh, my goodness.
Because it was not my idea. Yeah. So I'm going to put this out there to everyone and anyone out there that might be thinking that you and I came up with Cash Cab together. We didn't. It wasn't my idea.
Oh, my God. Wasn't your idea.
Wasn't yours. Wasn't mine. I know whose idea it was. Not by name, but it was a British guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he worked for Lion TV at the time.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, there's a viewer question with a long, long answer, but
yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Very
interesting.
Yeah, that was a weird, wild night, that one.
Yeah.
Very strange. Strange indeed. I thought you were talking about the girl. There's, if you're out on the road and you're a known person of sorts.
Yeah.
If you've been on TV a lot, you get all sorts of weird stuff. Most of it's flattering and harmless. You know?
Yeah.
You just get, like, random sexual offers, you know. I had one, you know, like, you're on her list. And I was like, oh, cool. What? Her list of what? Like, I had no idea about the lists.
You hadn't heard of these lists.
I'm like, oh, who else is on your list? Thinking, like, list of favorite comedians. And he's like,
I'm flattered. Who else am
he's
I?
He's like, Peyton Manning. I'm like, he's a football player. I'm like, wait a minute, what kind of list is this? Turns out it's a hall pass list.
Yes.
Which is an interesting thing that couples have, I guess.
Some couples,
not this one.
No.
But yeah, like, apparently people have lists. Like, who's your top five? And if you ever have a chance, go for it.
Yeah, you get a free pass.
That's crazy. Like, that's going to ruin your marriage. I don't care who is on your freaking list.
Well,
that is not a great idea, unless you already have an open marriage and you're fine, I guess. I don't know.
Right, but
You know what? I shouldn't even have mentioned that. There's plenty of shows where you can go to talk about that kind of crap, and it's not my favorite stuff, but anyway, go ahead. What were you saying?
No, you're not bringing it up because...
No, it's just like another weird thing that you get.
Yes.
Another note. I thought you were thinking of the girl in San Diego who was like, hey, great show. Here's my cell number in case you want to come and have sex with me while my boyfriend watches. Like,
no, I think I must have blanked that one out. Oh, God.
That's a very specific scenario.
Yeah, you've gotten a lot of offers. Not all of them sexual, but many of them very strange.
I've had some strange ones, yeah.
Yep.
And a lot of really nice ones, too.
Yes. You know? Yes, people will offer.
People are like, hey, do you want to come out? I do boat tours. A guy in Florida, do you want to come out on this boat tour? I was like, yeah. And I went and did a boat tour. It was awesome.
Perfectly reasonable offer. Those kinds of offers are okay to extend.
Yeah.
As long as, you know, they're not the only person on the boat. And
yeah, like, who else is going to be there? It's just going to be you and me.
The two of you.
It's going to be like a talented Mr. Ripley thing,
right,
where you have an
exactly.
oar and I don't.
Yeah. Oh, not, but like, yeah, people in the Midwest will like offer you a home cooked meal.
Yes, they will.
Often.
You want like, some hot dish? Come on over for some hot dish.
Like, really sweet offers. Lots of people
very sweet.
Wanting to have a beer with you when you're in whatever area, and just always so sweet. But if Ben doesn't take you up on those offers, it's not that he doesn't appreciate them. It's just that there are a lot of weird and unsavory and unusual people out there that have kind of more the talented Mr. Ripley thing in mind, or want to discuss.
He was talented, that Mr. Ripley is.
Or want to discuss.
Just not in what
that,
you might think.
Yeah. That. Their portion of the profits from Cash Cab.
It's a little bit weird because...
So you can't just go around accepting.
It makes people a little... They act a little bit weird, and it's hard to, you know, people get nervous, and yeah. So it becomes hard to read them. And
yeah,
you never really... You know, I don't want to be cynical and nervous, just, like,
crazy.
Assume that everybody is out to, you know, out to get me or do some weird shit, but...
No, because you have some amazing, wonderful fans.
Super awesome fans, and yeah. Honestly... Most of it is really positive stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel very lucky in that regard.
Yeah.
Cash Cab is... People that worked on Cash Cab who had worked on lots of TV were like, I've never worked on a show that had such a positive reaction for people.
Wow.
Even shows that are big hits that are, you know, yeah. scripted or dramas, there's going to be things on there that people don't care for.
Right.
So you'll get, they'll come and go, hey, you're on that show. I hate that show. Or I can't believe they did this. Or
yeah,
I wish
or
they
that
wouldn't
episode,
do this. Or,
or that character. Or
but Cash Cab was just fun. I guess So it's just like I'm driving around giving away money. I guess it's pretty obvious why people generally like it.
But there's a lot of shows that money is given away, and in much larger increments.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think that many of them have as positive a reaction on the whole,
I honestly don't know. Maybe they don't. Maybe you're right.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. Since we're talking about it, I think we should do another one of these.
Nice.
That's right, folks. It's a Cash Cab drive-by number 2 of this episode, which means time for you to drink your drink. Pick up your beverage and take a sip. And if you know anybody... who wants some advertisement for their beverage, give us a ring. Give us a shout. Shoot us an email, thebignewsshow@gmail.com, if you guys want to
cool.
send us your ideas or thoughts. But for the moment, toast yourselves. And having gotten through all that COVID nonsense that we seem to have gotten through, I can't believe it. But like I was back out in the city doing shows, and it just felt like... Finally felt like, hey, we're back to some semblance of normalcy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Spooky like normalcy.
Wow, that is a big, mournful howl.
Oh, Papa.
I put on the shotgun mic and we can hear him more clearly.
Good idea.
All right, Sparks. Sparks joining in.
You know why he's howling now?
Nope, why?
Because the sun's down.
We interrupt tonight's program to bring you this information. Sparky the dog is howling upstairs. Because the sun's going down, he thinks it's time to eat.
It's dinner time, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like... It's,
that was mournful, like food.
It's difficult in the winter when it's suddenly getting dark a lot earlier, and then daylight savings changes back, and it's dark here at 4:30. Sparky's just like bugging me, like
right. He's like, "Isn't it time to eat? Isn't it time to eat?" Putting his cold nose on your elbow,
dude.
Shove it. Comes over and shoves your arm.
We're hours away from dinner, but
yeah. He's like, we don't have to be.
Yeah.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Sparky's like, it's like a drinking problem for him, except it's food.
Yeah.
Oh, sparkle, barkle.
Poor buddy. Yeah, when we were getting ready for the show and the sun was still up, I was like, we were down here and I was like, you know what? He didn't howl. and then went up and saw him, and then we started, and yep, now it's dark outside, he's howling.
He's a howling Barkle Bark, because he thinks he's got stuff coming to him.
Yeah. Did you want another question?
I would take another viewer question.
Okay.
And you know, if we're going to do it, then I'm going to have to do this again. Let's take another viewer question, because this is the segment known as Viewer Questions. We will take it, and we will give it back with an answer. Do you have a good one?
All right. Jack Toller wants to know.
Jack Toller?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's a good name. He sounds like a character in a book or something.
Doesn't it? It's
yeah,
a great name.
I like it. I like it.
He wants to know what you do at night on tour between shows.
What I do at night between shows. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What do I do?
I guess he doesn't mean between your first and second show.
No?
Well, I don't know.
Can you phrase it again?
He says night. Wow.
I mean, not phrase it again. Yes, please phrase that one more time.
I'll phrase
could
it you, for you.
Could you give me the
just
phrasing
the
of it
he
again?
Just phrase it. What do you do at night on tour between shows? So I think he means, what do you do at the end of the night?
Like after the shows are done?
After the shows, I imagine. Isn't it amazing?
I drink myself into oblivion. Like every other comedian. No. Well, if he means between shows, like between the early show and the late show, which mm-hmm. I agree with you, I don't think that's exactly what he means. But
right.
I leave. I disappear. I hide. Between shows is the worst time to be around because the crowd from the early show is going out,
right.
And the crowd from the late show is coming in.
Yep.
And if I, the headline act, am standing anywhere where people can see me, it's just a huge mess.
Yeah.
Unless they have a place where you can, like, be. If the venue has a place where the exiting crowd goes.
Yep.
That's totally separate from where the incoming crowd goes.
Yep.
Then that's where I'll be.
Yep.
Under normal circumstances, selling merch and signing autographs, taking pictures, and that sort of thing. But then after the shows are done, I don't know, I like to have a couple of beers. You know, I kind of do just what I'm doing right now. I like to sit at a bar and have a beer or two and, you know, talk about the show and try to remember what was good about it. And
yeah, usually with the fellow comedians that were
with you. Yep. Not always, but usually.
And sometimes with, like, I mean, you get to know, like, where, like you were saying the other week, when you're in St. Louis, you know the people there because you've been doing the...
Yeah, because I've done that club
a bunch of times.
Yeah.
So they're mates and you hang out with them and catch up with them. And
yeah, and argue with them.
It's kind of what...
That's what happened in St. Louis. I got into a big argument with one of the bartenders.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were both pretty well into the evening.
Three sheets to the wind.
And I not quite to that point, but I was like, you know what? We're drunk. I'm going to bed. Don't worry about it.
How many sheets were you?
I'd say 2.5 sheets. To the wind. But yeah, so, you know, between shows, I sort of make myself scarce unless there's a meet and greet happening. Mm-hmm. And then I do that and then make myself scarce. I think the answer to your question largely is hide. I hide. or, you know, relax. Find a place to hang out and get some food. Just take it easy.
You know what I think is similar to between what you do and like when I was working at the bar is people don't understand. They think because you're working at night, you might do different things. Like
right.
After your work. Like I would always get, you know, asked like what I did in the day before I came to work.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I slept. And they're like, really? All day? And I'm like, well...
Yeah, I work at night.
Yeah, I worked last night.
So I sleep when I'm not at work.
Yeah.
But like they don't seem to get that.
Yeah, and they think that, like, okay, you're because you finish at 4 or 5 in the morning and get home at 5 or 6 a.m., that you're going to just, like, head down on the pillow at that
right
hour
then,
and fall asleep.
For, like, 4 hours. and then get up and have a regular day like everybody
else.
Yeah,
and have a whole day free.
You're like,
but it's
no.
Like, but no, you still, you need to get home. You need to come in and take off your clothes and have a shower and have something to eat, just like every other person does.
Yeah, it's not like they go home from work and go to bed at 6 p.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You might watch a little TV, surprise, surprise. Like,
totally. You need to unwind and decompress.
It's like, you know, I've had those crazy like 12-hour nights where...
What do you do all day?
Where you just like rushed off your feet all day and you go home and you're exhausted.
Oh, yeah. Your feet are throbbing.
Yeah, and your whole body is exhausted and you like try and rush through that like get to bed stuff because you got to go back to the next night and do it again or you want to get up and have some daylight in your day. But you lie in bed and it all runs around in your head and, you know, you can't. Everybody needs wind down time after work. Everybody needs some time before they can go to sleep.
Early in the morning.
And then guess what? Everybody actually needs sleep. So you need enough sleep to be able to go back and do your job the next day. And it's the same thing with you on the road.
Totally.
Like you,
sleep is a big part of it.
Yeah, you need to recuperate, and then
I mean, I usually get in late, end up getting in late on a Thursday.
Yeah,
I got to get up real early to do morning radio and TV to promote on Friday.
Yeah,
and then I sleep. Like I get back and go to bed again at like 10 a.m. on the Fridays and sleep until 3-4 o'clock.
Yeah,
and then I feel good.
You've been up since 5 or 6.
And got to bed at like midnight or 1.
Yeah.
Often in a different time zone.
Yes.
So.
After a day of travel.
There's a lot of rest. A lot of rest involved.
Yeah.
When on the road. And once in a while, I like to get trapped in an elevator.
But you've got to rest because people are paying to come see you. You want to be fresh for them. You want to give them a good show.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be in the right headspace before you get up there.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, guys, if you go to therealbenbailey.com, you can see these listings of my upcoming shows. I'll be at Spokane Comedy Club in Spokane, Washington, April 22nd and 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll be at Summit City Comedy Club in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
There you go.
It's where my great-grandfather lived.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Wallace Willard.
There you go.
My great-grandfather lived in Fort Wayne.
That is a name.
Wallace Willard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Grandpa like Wally, we called him. He was awesome.
Character from a book.
He was great. He was the sweetest guy.
Yeah.
He was a late sleeper, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a night owl.
My other grandfather, not great-grandfather. Grandpa Wally's great-grandfather.
Right.
Grampy.
Yeah.
Was up real early and just couldn't understand or deal with the fact that people slept late. He's just like, what are you doing? And he always gave Grandpa Wally a hard time about it. There's a funny story that they once dragged Grandpa Wally out of bed to go to like a breakfast or a brunch
At
like 8 or 9. And he was like, look at all these people that are up. Like he couldn't believe how many people were up at that hour because he never was. But yes, when my great grandmother passed away, Grandpa Wally remarried at 90.
Goodness.
90 years old, he married a younger woman of like 83. And they lived in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
There you go.
For a while. Before that, he lived in Grand Rapids, Michigan. But so, yeah, I'm going to be in Fort Wayne, Indiana, May 6th and 7th.
So cool.
Zany's, good old little awesome club, Zany's in Chicago, May 18th to the 20th. And then Zany's Rosemont on the 21st. That's of May. D.C. Comedy Loft in Washington, D.C., July 28th to 30th. Tacoma Comedy Club, Tacoma, Washington, August 12th and 13th. Ridley's Comedy Castle, Royal Oak, Michigan, November 11th and 12th. Skyline Comedy Club, Appleton, Wisconsin.
Appleton.
December 2nd and 3rd. Those last three don't have a link up for tickets yet, but...
Oh, okay.
But they will.
But he's coming.
I am coming, so make a note. You guys can check it on the site. And if you go to the site, you can also go and check out the Shopify store.
And buy a mug like mine.
You could buy a mug like the one that that Emma is showing off there. And she's actually using it. She's putting it to use.
Yeah, I am.
Well done. Yeah. Well done, babe. You could also buy any number of awesome different products on there, and I just keep adding stuff as you guys request them. There is now a zip up. It's called the Big News Show Sparky Zip.
Nice.
Unisex premium full zip hoodie.
Awesome.
And it comes in many different colors, and it's got a little picture of Sparky on it, and it says the Big News Show with Ben Bailey on it. It's fantastic. You guys should buy one.
Very cool.
There's notebooks, T-shirts, magnets, buttons, bottle openers, zip and non-zip hoodies, mouse pads, mugs, phone cases, stickers, underwear, beer cozies, trucker hats, tote bags, pint glasses, the Your T-Shirt Killed My Life T-shirts, a blanket, as someone requested, I believe, last show.
Yeah.
Pillows, the instructional Place Your Head Here pillow, and Flip Over for Coolness pillow sham, and the Sparkle Bark Jigsaw Puzzle.
Nice.
Still more to come on that, guys. I know there's a few things you guys requested I have not yet put up there, but good news on that front.
What's
the
that?
We've had three or four orders, or five. I don't know how many we've had now, but they've all been fulfilled, and people have their products and are happy with them.
Excellent.
And I just got confirmation that money has gone to the charity because of those.
Oh, yay.
Not a ton of money yet, but a percentage of what you guys bought has gone now to share our strength. And every time you place an order, every single one that gets placed, a pound of plastics is removed from the oceans.
So cool, babe.
Which is crazy. I feel silly even saying it, but it is true. We have set it up so that if you order something from our Shopify store, which is Ben Bailey Comedy, apparently it doesn't pop up in searches or anything yet. So just go to the website, therealbenbailey.com, and get to the Shopify store there. There's a link right at the top of the page that says very clearly Shopify store.
Awesome. Yeah, and then share our strength, supports No Kid Hungry, and
Feeding America, right?
And Cooking Matters, which helps low-income families.
Learn to shop and cook healthier,
which is really cool. And then there's disaster relief, international grants, and community wealth partners.
Share Our Strength is great.
They've been doing great. They've helped provide more than 1 billion meals.
That's
to
incredible.
Kids since the No Kid Hungry campaign began, which is
that is amazing.
Amazing. It's so nice to buy. I love looking for stuff that I can buy that helps in some way.
Yeah.
Other people.
Yeah, of course. Especially stuff that you're going to buy anyway.
Yeah.
Like if I can find one of these that I can pay for and it's actually going to help somebody while I'm just getting something that I need.
Yeah. And I kind of always consider spending my money as like a form of voting. You know?
Ooh, I like that. That's a really great way to look at it.
Yeah. It's like I'm saying what I think matters by where I invest my money.
Yep.
Like I can.
And it should be that way. More and more it should be that way. We should be choosing, you know, where we spend our money based on what, you know, what the people that are receiving that money are doing with it and make good use of it.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like just bought a bunch of seeds for the spring and this amazing website. It's rareseeds.com, but they're called Baker Creek Seeds for some reason. They donated all of the money from the sale for that weekend to support people in the Ukraine.
Wow!
Right now, and
so much money being raised for Ukraine.
Yeah,
from a lot of different places. Yeah, it's great.
But anytime you shop with them, they support all sorts of charities. Like a percentage goes to that. And I was just like, I'm gonna buy seed somewhere. I'll just look and see what places like have some charitable aspect to them.
That's really smart, babe.
Thanks, honey.
Well done.
Cool.
You are blowing it up over there.
Aw.
Booyah.
Nice.
Well done, Beauty Boo. And well done, you guys, buying stuff from us. It's good for us, and it's good for people who need food. So let's keep this thing moving here, and let's look into some weird, wild It's wacky.
Oh, yeah.
It's Wednesday. It's weekly. That's a lot of W's, man. It's worldly. It's Emma's Weird, Wild, Wacky Wednesday Weekly World News with Emma.
Okay.
Do you have some news items, some good news items for us today?
I do, and I know
I can't wait to hear about them. They're just getting better and better, babe.
I know you have I have no control over that. Like, I think the world is just getting weirder and wilder and wackier, babe.
I think you're right. I think you're right, and it works to our advantage.
I have so much trouble choosing every week.
Right, because there's too many good ones.
I'm loving it. It's great. Okay, so anyway, this week, mm-hmm. I think you've seen the picture. There was a couple in Nova Scotia, Canada.
Okay.
And their 3-year-old bulldog had a litter of puppies.
Okay.
And she gave...
Oh my, yeah, I'm looking at this pup now. That,
and that is just one of them.
Wow, is a St. Patrick's Day pup?
It totally looks like it, right?
Yeah.
So they, she gave birth and to 7 puppies. They thought she was done. They were cleaning her up and everything, and then she went into labor again and delivered 1 more puppy. But instead of like the other puppies and puppies in general are encased in a clear sack, but this one came out in a sack that was like black, and they were like, oh dear, and they thought the puppy must have been stillborn. But no, puppy was alive, puppy's fine, but green in color.
But it's green.
As you can see from that.
That's so crazy.
That photo, and they were like, oh my God. And they thought something was wrong with her, and they were like very worried.
She's minty fresh. There's nothing wrong with her.
Right.
So wow, that's so weird. I wonder what would cause such a thing.
Yes, well, they Googled it, and turns out that it's bile that causes it.
Oh, which is one of my favorite, most disgusting words.
Bile is like really awesome stuff. Your body needs it.
I know. It's just blah. It's like just, yeah.
Right. It's associated with being sick.
Well, it's just
because
you
don't
see
the bile otherwise, you know.
The taste comes whenever you hear the word. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, sorry.
I don't know that. A taste doesn't come to mind
for me. I'm going to change it up and try to associate it with this cute little
green puppy.
Shamrock puppy.
Yeah. So apparently somehow, very rarely, the bile gets into the uterus and into the sac that the puppy is in.
Right.
And colors the puppy green.
Wow.
So her fur is green, but it doesn't last. It grows out.
Oh. I was about to ask. That's a shame.
Well,
they could continue to color the pup, I guess, later.
Yeah, they could.
If she's really heartbroken, if she's no longer special green. Were there more than one, or is it just the one
just
green one?
Just the one. I should have sent you another photo of the whole litter feeding.
Look how tiny. Maybe that woman has huge hands. I don't know, but that looks like a pretty small pup.
No, it's tiny. Yeah. So
she meet her and she's like, here is this giant ant. This dog actually weighs 12 pounds.
But yeah, no, it started to fade, and the vets have said it'll continue to fade in weeks to come.
Oh, okay. It doesn't even last that long.
Yeah.
That's really, they must have just been like, what?
Right.
What is happening?
Yeah. So weird. It
very
would be
cool.
Very concerning when you...
Do they have a name? Do they name the pup?
People were suggesting...
Black Sack. That's like the worst name they could come up with,
right?
Out of the information that we've gathered.
Names like Lucky, Irish Pistachio.
Oh, there you go.
Fiona, like from Shrek.
Oh, from Shrek. Yeah. How about Shrek? Oh, it gets a girl.
And Hulkette.
If it was me, you'd be dead.
I'm
and in the morning, I'm making waffles. Right. Where do I sleep? Outside. I guess we gave you that movie quote before I did it.
Right.
Anyway, Fiona, that's a great name.
Yeah, but she's a healthy puppy. Nothing wrong with her, which is great.
So cool. And where did that happen? Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia, Canada.
Right. That's the only Nova Scotia that I know of.
There's other Nova Scotias.
Do you know what that means, Nova Scotia?
New... Scotland.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Well done, babe. We actually have the correct answer ding maybe on another page on the... If you go to page 2.
Sorry, I shut this down to save the
power. Nova Scotia.
Difficulties.
Yeah, it should come through. Hopefully it won't...
I just need to find it.
Deafen us. Maybe it's not in there.
Oh, no, that's just this question.
Yeah, that's all right. There oh, ding-a-ling!
It's very quiet.
Uh-oh.
For us. Oh, maybe it's not going to be.
No, it was quiet.
Okay.
Anyway.
There you go. Correct answer.
Correct answer, ding. All right, that's a cool story, babe. I enjoyed that.
Cool.
A green puppy.
Yeah.
The only one I've ever seen.
Yeah, same.
In a few weeks, there has been, it won't be green anymore.
There has been some others around the world. There was one in Italy in October, and
just last year.
Yeah, but I mean, the amount of puppies that are being born, that's not a lot.
Yeah, two. I don't know what the dog population is, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
It must be hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
I would guess.
Let's leave it at that. Let's just guess that.
I mean, we could look it up.
We could.
We do have all these computer type things right here in front of us. How many green what's the dog population of the world? Current population of dogs? I mean, what
are you?
Somebody must
are
be.
Are you looking or I thought in you were, the world or in the US?
In the world.
In the world.
How many dogs are in the world?
470 million. Over 470 million dogs kept as pets. That's just as pets.
All right. And then there's the other ones.
Yeah.
I wonder how many wild dogs there are.
Within the same year, there were roughly 370 million.
Really? Did you say roughly?
Rough.
While we're talking about dogs. How many pet cats?
370.
Yeah, so 100 million less.
So that's statistics from 2018.
Take that, cat people. Anybody's like, cats are better. No. There's 100 million less pet cats in the world. You lost. Just kidding. Kind of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow, 470 million dogs that we know of.
That are kept as pets.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of dogs, man.
It's quite a market.
That is a big market. We got to put some dog products up on the Shopify page.
Yeah,
some dog
definitely.
Collars. Or
yep.
470 million of them. I remember always thinking like, okay, instead of trying to sell something for $1 million,
mm-hmm.
like a TV show,
right.
I should try to sell a million of something for $1 each.
Right.
It's easier. It's an easier sell. More people have $1
yeah.
than have a million.
Yeah.
I was always trying to come up with, some sort of idea, some sort of business, some sort of something. And I often felt like I was fighting myself. So let's take a trip to the ring real quick.
Yeah.
Ben boxes Ben. Don't fight yourself, guys. That's the point of this little segment here. If you realize you're fighting yourself, stop punching yourself in the head, dummy, and do something different.
Nobody's winning here.
No, there's no winners if it's you fighting
no
you.
No winners, all losers.
Yeah, it's just the continual, they both lose, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
These guys look like they're in pretty good shape for old guys. Oof, that was quite a left. But yeah, if you're doing things to sabotage yourself, like staying up late when you know you're not supposed to, think of me punching myself in the face here and stop doing that. Don't do that. You should not do that.
Yeah.
Don't do stuff that you know is detrimental to you and your health and your goals. All right? So stop fighting yourself, and I will stop fighting myself. I will certainly try to, anyway.
Yeah. You're referring to revenge bedtime procrastination.
Revenge bedtime procrastination. That's it.
I had to look it up. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
What it was.
But that's when you finally get everything done, and then you're like, I should go to bed, but I'm going to stay up for me.
Yeah.
When you know it's not for you, it's like it's detrimental to you, but you're like, parents do it, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
They get the kids to bed, and then they're like, a lot of parents do it. I'm going to stay up and watch my show because I just need some time for me.
Yeah.
But then if you do that every night, you are just day after day after day getting less and less sleep and depriving yourself of the rest that you need, and then you just get miserable. It's a recipe for disaster, really.
Yeah, you got to find some time for you.
Yeah, within the day, without sacrificing sleep.
Yep.
And do some things for you that without sacrificing your health, like, you know, eating something that has 100 grams of sugar in it is not a treat. That shouldn't be a treat. That's really bad for you.
Yeah.
But people are like, oh, I deserve this. You know, that's the mentality behind, like, eating sweets.
Right.
I've earned this, so I'll, yeah.
So I'll give myself cancer with this.
Yeah, or at least obesity or diabetes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know, man.
Some of all the things connected with the high sugar intake.
Yep.
Yeah, I was pleased to see that streaming has changed a little bit and started to go back to, I noticed that last week, I think it was.
Live streaming?
On Netflix.
Oh, no, like streaming, watching.
Yeah, that they're putting out like...
on one of the gazillion streaming platforms that are available now.
It's gone back to rather than like you can watch... I mean, you can still watch a lot of stuff one after the next, after the next. They're like, this episode comes out every week on this day. So...
Oh, right, they're doing it that way.
Yes. Yeah, so
that's probably better.
Yeah.
So it's the binge watching that often gets people in trouble.
Yes.
You watch one and they just start the next one.
I hate the auto start.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I turn that off.
You know what I hate? I hate when you open Netflix or whatever they are and it just starts playing something.
Right.
I'm like,
Yeah, not on our devices, but like when it's connected to the TV.
On the TV, yeah.
Yeah, like, you go to
let me choose something. Don't just start playing something.
And it just
starts. Hate that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's annoying.
For one, because they're showing you part of something. Maybe it's something that you want to watch. And maybe I'm different. I know I'm a little different than most in this regard. I like to watch things knowing nothing going in.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, if I hear a little bit or just get a tiny bit of information about a show or a movie, I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch it, or no, I'm not going to watch it.
You and I have that in common.
I like to go in knowing nothing. Surprise me. Some of these things, you see an ad, and you're like, I just watched the whole thing.
Right.
They just show me the whole movie. I know how it ends.
And I think
I'd rather go in not even knowing the plot.
Yeah. I mean, I think like people write that way. They don't write thinking,
of course.
Oh, they're going to know all about it before it starts. They write in a certain way to give you a certain experience, and you want to get that experience. You want the best experience possible.
Absolutely.
I want the surprises. And you know what
I write that way.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be like me... telling everybody
I'm
going to do this joke in a minute, and here's how it starts, and here's what some stuff from the middle, and then here's the punchline.
Right, right. And now I'll do it for you.
And now here's the joke. You just told us the whole thing.
All the thunder's gone.
Yeah, it's like tonight on whatever. Yeah. Like, I'm already watching. Why are you telling me what I'm about to watch? I'm already sitting here. Stop telling us what's going to be on the show.
Yeah.
I always wanted to make a previously, you know, they started doing those previously. I remember Lost was the first one where I really noticed it.
Yeah.
I mean, they did it before, but like when serial shows became huge, which is Lost was one of those in the recent times that happened. I'm sure it's been around for a long time. I know it has, but they sort of became a thing again. And every episode of Lost began with previously on Lost. And the guy just had a great voiceover. It's very like, previously on Lost. And
wow, such gravitas.
I always wanted to, and Lost is a crazy show. I used to joke that it, you know, Lost referred to the viewers, not the not the characters on the show, because like if you watch any random episode without watching any others, you'd be like, what?
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch it.
But it's like Game of Thrones. Like, the previouslys on Game of Thrones are like, you know, 7 minutes of, you're just like, wait, what, huh, what? So I always just thought it'd be hilarious to make a previously for a show like Lost or Game of Thrones that just went on for 40 minutes. And now, a 12-minute new episode. Previously on Game of Thrones. And then it's just, you roll through like highlights from the first four seasons or whatever. Or however many they
were. Well, that's what it was like with it. I mean...
Oh, so it was literally 10 minutes.
When...
And you're like, oh my God, what?
Well, when we would start the new season of Game of Thrones in the, like, last seasons, I was like, hang on, what was happening at the end? And you'd be like, I can't remember either.
Right, right. I'm like, there was some stuff that I blocked out.
Because it's, yes.
Because it was traumatic.
Yes, but it's been a year, a full year with lots of other stuff going into your brain. And like, it's long and it's complex. Like, you can't remember it all. So I would look up
so
on
so many
YouTube
storylines, yeah.
And we'd say.
And we would watch it previously.
Let's do a recap thing. And they would go for like 12 minutes.
Oh, they just went on and on.
And oh, God, yeah, I forgot that happened.
Yeah, like, I'd be like, I forgot about this whole group of people.
Yes. This whole storyline.
Yeah, a whole storyline is gone from your memory.
Yeah, oh, God, and they died?
Yeah, all right, they died, but no. No, they didn't.
What?
They died, but they're not dead.
Oh. Oh.
That's like some soap opera stuff
they're
that they
undead.
Pulled. They're not undead, no. But like, you know, there were a couple of characters on Game of Thrones that died and then came back.
See, there you go. I don't even remember that. I need
Let's
a previously
do it.
To
previously,
remember.
Previously on Game of Thrones. Jon Snow. You still don't remember.
Oh, you're referring to him. Okay, now I'm remembering. Yep.
By the way, no offense to the actor that plays Jon Snow, but Kit Harington. I really prefer the name Jon Snow. I would rather, like, Jon Snow is such a badass and a great character, and then I found out that his real name is Kit Harington, and I was like,
really? Oh.
I feel bad. I mean, it's the guy's real name.
Yeah.
And he's great.
Yeah, yeah.
I just, like, I wasn't expecting it. I thought his name was going to be, like Hank Steele or, like, something, like, as badass as Jon Snow.
Like
not
Army Hammer?
Not Kitten. Yeah, Army Hammer. That's a crazy name. That's actually the guy's name.
Yeah.
Army Hammer.
Yeah, that's the craziest to me.
I think maybe his full name is Armand Hammer.
Right.
And they didn't want him to be an advertisement for baking soda. So they're like, we're gonna call him Army. You're like, you know, that's a branch of the military.
Wow.
Interesting names.
Yep.
He's good too. I actually like that Lone Ranger movie with he and Johnny Depp. I thought it was good.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
It's one of those. It's huge, huge, huge budget.
Yeah.
Crazy, like nonstop.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's fun. I liked it.
Now I'm like, hang on, did I see that one?
Oh, I don't know if you did or not, love.
God.
Maybe. Maybe you did. Hey, do you have, before I forget, do you have another news item?
I do.
Well, then let's play the news theme again. It's the Weird, Wild, Wacky Wednesday Weekly World News again. These are really fun. It's always good fodder for conversation.
Oh, yeah.
If nothing else, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's always very interesting, and it's good stuff, babe.
And
what have you got for
Florida
us?
Florida is a great source.
A Florida man.
For, Florida man.
Is this a Florida man thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. And we've got a picture?
Mr. Durant,
we have his
age
name.
46.
And do we have a picture of him?
We do. That's him.
Oh, that looks like security camera
on
footage.
CCTV. at a
what
True
is he
Value
doing? Looks
store?
Like he's pouring something.
What's a True Value store? Is that
it's
hardware?
A hardware. It's a hardware store.
All right, so he.
It's funny to me. I was like, is that candy? Like, what is that at first? You know.
Right. Yeah, that's what I wasn't sure.
I see like electrical boxes and stuff. Yeah. So he's at a True Value hardware store.
He's at a True Value hardware store. And he is preparing to steal that item that he's shoving down his pants.
Oh, he's putting it into his pants.
And
okay.
It's a crossbow.
Okay. There are so many problems with that. First on my list, why do they sell crossbows at hardware
right?
stores
That's why I
in
was asking
Florida.
You what kind of store it was.
You're
because...
asking for trouble.
Yeah.
I love that you tie this in very Game of Thrones to bring up the crossbow story.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah, what? There's no crossbows at hardware stores here.
I didn't think so. I mean, I've been all around that our Home Depot.
Why do they
you.
Sell Here's a good question. Why do they sell crossbows anywhere? Why is there a market for crossbows?
Well, I bet plenty of the viewers would have an answer for you.
They might. I mean, but like,
to give the deer a fighting chance?
Yeah. I'm not sure it actually does that. It's just interesting to me.
Yeah.
Why are we selling like medieval weapons of death at a hardware store?
Yeah.
First issue I have with it. Second issue, you can't put a crossbow in your pants, dude.
Well, guess...
It's a crossbow.
Okay.
Did he... Please tell me he didn't do what I think he did.
Like, and shot himself in the foot?
No.
Or anywhere else in his body?
Yeah.
So, amazingly, no, he didn't, because that was my worry as well, too. So I guess it wasn't loaded. Like,
man,
I thought,
oh
my God, this is so stupid. But you know...
There are things you can put in your pants. And conceal.
Yeah.
Crossbow is not on that list.
Okay, so the most surprising part of this story, he stole it. He got out of the
store. He successfully stole the crossbow.
Yeah, with it. He has a crutch leaning against the
shelf.
Oh,
yeah, I see it.
Behind him.
He played the handicapped, or it just helped him conceal it?
There was footage. I didn't use the footage because it's not so easy to see. I thought just the image was easier. But he shoves the crossbow down his pants.
How does he even do that? Isn't there like is it collapsible? Like
no.
A crossbow is a cross. And like there's no narrow part of it.
Then he gets on, well, I don't know, maybe the sides collapse down.
It doesn't
look like it goes across.
Wow.
It looks like it's just long and he shoves it like down his pants
right.
And then gets on the crutch and I'm like, oh my God, that like, and he gets out of the store with it.
Amazing.
And didn't get caught for like for a couple of days. They found him. They saw him.
He went back for
the
arrows.
CCTV later. Oh my goodness! Yeah, no, he.
They saw him on the video footage.
Yeah, and then later,
which we were looking at a screenshot from,
in a car park of a nearby store, and he was arrested.
Oh, they saw that he was there.
A couple of days later. A couple of days later. So I don't know how, like, they knew it was him, like, because he's got a hat and he's got a, you know, a face mask on.
Yeah. And a shirt. Is that the Grinch on his T-shirt?
I don't know.
That's what gave him away.
But I feel like, yeah, maybe he wore the same clothes, or more likely, he was on a crutch.
Yeah, they recognized him, or they...
Again.
Man.
Yeah, so he used a cutting tool from the to cut the tag off it.
A cutting tool from the store.
From the store, I imagine.
Well, now that's kind of smart, I guess.
Yeah, I'm like, it's...
Once in a while, I'll use a tape measure at Home Depot. I'll pull a tape measure off the shelf and use it to measure lumber.
Ben Bailey.
Well, I don't steal it.
No, I'm just joking.
And then I put it back.
You're right, of course.
It's just being presence
sure.
of mind. I need a tape measure. I'm at a hardware store.
Sure.
They have those.
Yes, and I don't think they would mind even in the slightest you doing that.
Are you kidding me? They couldn't care less than that. Like, where's the lumber? Like, you
but
could
also,
smell it right follow your nose.
It's also helping you to buy something, so.
Totally, know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, oh man, so he got busted because they saw the footage.
Mm-hmm.
Or he would have gotten away with it.
Yeah.
And he might, I would have gotten away with it, too.
Yeah.
If it weren't for those
CCTV
video cameras. Oh, Mr. Durant.
Yeah.
Was it worth it? He's probably, I mean, who knows if he went to jail or if he's out or if he...
He's in jail. yeah. So.
Oh, for a crossbow. What did he need it for?
Or he's in custody. That means he's in jail, right?
Here's a little advice.
No, on unrelated burglary charges. So I guess.
Oh, he's.
I guess he
wanted
really
for something else.
Used that crutch to best advantage.
He is. Sounds like he's a bit of a klepto. He's just like stealing stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Like it's one thing if you're stealing something because you need it.
I mean, I don't.
If you're
know.
Starving and you don't have any food. And you steal some food, I'm kind of like, okay, well, I get that.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
But no one needs a crossbow.
I don't know anything about Mr. Durant.
I'm telling you, I know that he does not have an actual need for a crossbow.
But what if he was thinking of going hunting and...
Well, that's like a hobby.
But,
you mean for food?
Well, yeah, like to hunt deer and...
I'm talking about if you're hungry like right now. Not if you're hungry in a week.
Okay, but... All right, teach a man to fish kind of thing.
Teach a man to steal a crossbow, and he'll survive on his own.
But I'm just thinking, okay, with the crossbow, do they have deer in Florida?
I don't think so.
I don't know what he.
They have lots of stuff, but I don't think deer are that far south.
But he could hunt
wild boar. There's plenty of wild boar.
He could eat with it. And then
crocodiles,
which would feed him for longer than a loaf of bread. I don't know.
I don't think that was his motivation.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I don't think he was stealing it so he could hunt and provide for himself.
Yeah, and I don't know what he stole from the neighboring stores, but I have a feeling, you're right, that he was like, oh, look at this, I'm getting away with it. And he went back with his
crutch. It was more about that, is what I mean. It's about stealing it and, like, getting away with it.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows? Maybe he's, like, selling stuff, steals it and sells it.
Who knows? But it's a crazy story.
It is a crazy story, and it's a little world that I'm glad I am not a part of.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
Wow. Is there more? Is there more news? Do you have another news item?
I think that's enough.
I think so, too. I see another picture in the
There's
lineup
plenty
there.
More.
And I thought, but we could save that for next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, only if, I mean, if you want to.
If I want to do another one?
Save it for next time.
Yeah, let's save it for next time. Cool. Why not? We've already done
that's
two stories.
That's what I was thinking.
It's the Big News Show, episode 8, everybody, and we'll be back right after this. We can talk. I'm just putting this in here so that when I film a Bat Guy thing later, I can lay it over the top.
Awesome.
I haven't actually done it yet. He's Bat Guy, everyone. His parents were brutally murdered when he was a child, and he devoted his life and his family's money to fighting crime in Gotham City. Unfortunately, his family was pretty much broke, so he didn't really go anywhere with it. So he's not Batman, he's Bat Guy. He has a shitty costume and some really bad gadgets, and he doesn't do much of a job fighting the crime at all.
Nice.
Okay. Wow, we're already an hour and 10 minutes in to episode 8.
That's crazy.
It goes by quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
What haven't we done? Is there something we haven't done? I haven't told you guys the answer to the movie quote.
Oh, right.
We could do that. It is, if you said Seven, the movie Seven, and Morgan Freeman, then you were right.
Nice.
What a dark movie. Man, that's a dark movie. It is like, it's like the dark movie that other dark movies are compared to. Like,
right.
It's the yardstick of dark movies.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one that I chose. It was enough for you to say to me, it's super dark.
So dark.
And I'm like, okay, I don't ever need to see it. Like, I know most people have and they reference it, but it's cool. If it's that dark, I'm not going to gain anything from it.
It is like there's literally not a moment of it that is like sunny and bright, or like there's not a second of happiness.
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
I'm trying to look up his name here.
You know,
and it just keeps giving me these little boxes.
Mm. You know, Requiem from a Dream, we've discussed
Detective,
that one.
Oh my God, that's the other one. Detective Lieutenant William Somerset. Morgan Freeman as Detective Lieutenant William Somerset in the movie Seven says, keeping to yourself, I think that's what he says.
Yeah.
Keeping to yourself is standard practice in any major city. What a horribly, horribly dark but fantastically made movie.
Interesting.
Requiem for a Dream, another one.
Yes.
So well done.
Oh, God. So brutal.
Brutal. Just hard to watch. It's just so
brutally
rough.
Depressing.
You know what I love about Requiem for a Dream is that they didn't just go after, like, street drugs and say, like, heroin is bad and crack is bad. Like, yeah, we know that. Yeah. They also included that whole storyline of the older woman
yeah.
who's hooked on prescription drugs, and it's like it's just as bad.
Yeah,
like it's really dark.
It is. It's so dark. I mean, I don't remember all the details. I don't remember that many of the details even.
It's been a long time since I've seen it too, but.
But I just I so like viscerally remember the depression that I felt afterwards.
Oh man!
It was just, oh, it had me so down.
Which is kind of, you know, a success of the movie to like show you that how awful that is and how awful it can be. Like you know, if you have a kid who's dealing with a drug problem or anyone. Tell them to watch Requiem for a Dream. Sit down and watch that with them.
And if you want to bum them out a bit more.
Well, if you want them to see just how bad it could be.
Right, yes.
You know, if you want to have like a downer night.
If you're feeling too happy.
If you're feeling too happy and you want to bring yourself into a darker place, you could watch Seven.
Do you feel
Requiem
too
for a Dream.
Is joy a problem for you?
And then top it off with The House of Sand and Fog. If you're still feeling remotely happy after watching those three movies.
Oh, I didn't know that one was...
Oh, God.
Oh, I knew Mom had that novel.
It's
like,
brutal. And Jennifer Connelly is in 2 out of 3 of those, I just realized.
Huh. There you go.
What'd you say about it?
I just knew Mom had that novel on her bedside
table. Oh, right.
At one point.
Oh, my God. It is brutal.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Oof.
I was thinking, oh, maybe I'll try that one at some point.
Yeah, the movie has Jennifer Connelly, Sir Ben Kingsley, who we met. Do you remember?
Yes. Yeah.
Whom we met.
Whom
he
we
was
met.
Reaming this young guy out, screaming at him as I walked up to him, and then he turned. He was like, "You don't." And then he turned around. He was like,
"Yeah, we didn't realize as we." Approaching.
He turned around and he was like, hello. I was like, what? He just totally changed.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I'm sorry to interrupt. Just a fellow Ben. Wanted to introduce myself and say hello. He's a total gentleman. And then as we walked away, he just went back to shouting at the kid again.
Range.
Or the guy.
Nothing but range. Yep. It was fascinating and quite beautiful in a way. It did seem...
It might have been put on for us. I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't think it was
at
the time.
It did seem like the people around him felt that young man was justified.
Yeah, I don't know what the guy did, but
because they weren't reacting like, oh my God, why is he? They were all like, yep.
Right, or maybe it was just like for fun. He was like,
he saw us
coming and he was like, maybe if I pretend to be yelling at this guy, they won't come over and introduce themselves. Didn't work. Sorry, Sir Ben. Didn't work. I was coming to say hello, whether you liked it or not, because I'm a big fan. Such a great actor.
Yeah.
That's an amazing performance by him in The House of Sand and Fog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sexy Beast is another one.
Oh, yes. I was just thinking of that.
That's pretty damn dark, too.
Yes. I was thinking as far as dark movies go.
But The House of Sand and Fog is a great movie, but very heavy.
Mm.
He's great in it. Jennifer Connelly is great in it. And an actor that I like named Ron Eldard is in it.
Name sounds familiar.
He's a guy that I auditioned for a part on a show and got a call back for a show called Men Behaving Badly. And the role ultimately went to him, Ron Eldard, and made me aware of him. Because when the show came out, I was like, I was actually up for this for a minute.
Mm.
Let me see who got it. And he got it, and he was really good. And he's been really good in a lot of stuff since then.
Cool.
So yeah, that's cool.
I just looked him up. I know him.
You know his face, right? Yeah. He's been in lots of stuff.
Yep.
He's an actor that I discovered that way. As is Bobby Cannavale.
Oh.
The waiter on Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Who ends up, I think, dating Will.
Oh yeah.
I can't remember, but it was a role of a waiter on Will and Grace that I went in for and. Had good feedback, and I can't remember if I went back in or not, but he ended up playing that part.
Right.
And that was when I noticed him, and he, of course, has, like, done a huge, huge thing since then.
Yeah.
What a career he's having.
Yep.
I got to meet him one night. He was at the Cellar. Came to the Cellar with Mr. Ray Romano, and Ray introduced us.
You know what? I really like him in that, I know you haven't seen, I think it's called Dance With Me. It's
Oh yeah, no, I haven't seen that.
Richard Gere and
that's why I haven't seen that. No offense, Richard, but I don't like you.
And Jennifer Lopez.
It's not that I don't like him. I just got to a point where I was like, I can't do it. Yeah, I don't know that movie. That's not exactly my kind of film.
Yeah.
But he's in that?
He's in that.
Bobby C. is in that, and he's good?
Yeah, yeah. Shall We Dance? That's what
Shall We Dance? I remember that, yeah.
Based Excuse on me. A Japanese movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's it called? The Japanese movie. Pronounce that.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because he, when I met him, we only talked for a few minutes.
Mm.
And somehow I ended up.
It is spooky. Uh-huh.
Just a double that time.
Yeah. He's a bit tired of reminding us.
We once again interrupt this broadcast to inform you that Sparky is howling upstairs. I repeat, Sparky the dog, currently howling upstairs. A mournful feed me howl from the image on our hoodies. And now, this. I love that. I think John Oliver, at least in my experience, popularized "and now this." But it's just such a great way to throw to anything.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Bobby Cannavale was at the Comedy Cellar one night when Ray was there and I was there, and somehow I had told him that I live here in Morristown, New Jersey, and he said, "Oh, Morristown, New Jersey. I know Morristown, New Jersey."
Mm.
I was out there yesterday or something. I said, "Oh, really? What for?" He said, "I was visiting my friend Peter Dinklage."
Ah.
And I was like, "Peter Dinklage lives here?" I was very excited. I didn't know that. I thought he lived or was from the area. And I said, "Well, wait, how do you know him?" And he said, "We did a movie together a while ago called The Station Agent."
Mm.
And I was like, "You know, I've heard of that and heard great things about it."
Yeah.
And I had never seen it.
Yeah.
I've watched it since, and it's great.
Yeah.
They're all great. Yeah. Everybody in it. It's such a great movie. If you haven't seen the Station Agent, check it out.
Yeah, I did after you did and told me how good it was.
Yeah, yeah, it was great.
It's really good.
Really good stuff, man.
Very good movie.
Cool to have met him and to have then watched that movie on his recommendation.
Mm.
But yeah, he had that role on Will and Grace.
Mm.
I don't know what he did before that. I'm sure some stuff, maybe even stuff that I know but didn't connect, you know.
Yeah.
But he did a great job. Like I was like, yeah, that's better than I did it. Shit.
That's okay.
No, it's good. You want the part to go to the right person.
If someone else gets it and you're like, oh yeah, no, they did it the right way.
Yep.
I
just remember him going, "Dad was right. I can't have nice things." Which is really funny. Like, he just nailed it.
Nice.
So, man, we're getting on.
Mm.
On with the show here.
We are getting on with the show. The one thing we haven't done, you normally talk about your weekend and doing shows. Was there any more to tell about?
Oh, I talked a little bit about it. Yeah, it was a weekend in the city, and it was really good. It was really fun. I saw a lot of people I hadn't seen. I did a number of sets in clubs that I hadn't been to in years. One of them, Gotham Comedy Club, I had not been there in 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. The Cellar, I hadn't been since 2019.
I didn't realize you hadn't been to Gotham for that.
Yeah, it's been a very long time. So it was really nice to be back.
Yeah.
They had great crowds at both clubs throughout.
That's so cool.
It was just really, it was like, I know I said this earlier, but I just like, I was like, I feel like we're back to normal a little bit.
Yeah.
Like this feels how it used to feel.
Yeah.
And I got to say, it's amazing how many people were like, they're like, "Man, I haven't seen you in a while." I'm like, "Yeah, I haven't been here in a while." And they're like, "Why?" I'm like, the pandemic?
Did you guys forget about it?
Like, and several of them were like, "Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, of course, the pandemic." Because I guess most people went back to stuff earlier than I.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, "It's just you and Judah are the only ones that haven't come back yet."
Yeah.
So now it's just Judah. But yeah, it was really good. Felt really good.
Cool. cool.
And the cellar, by the way, has like grown like crazy. Like, yeah. They have four comedy rooms going every night. They had 15 shows on Friday and 15 shows on Saturday.
Wow.
You know what? Speaking of comedy, we should stop by the local club real quick.
Okay,
let's
do
that.
Let's do that.
I love the dumb little things that we all do, you know, and most people don't realize or think about. That's where I live. You know, like, I had an apartment in New York once where if I leaned into the shower while the shower was running, the water hitting my forehead reflected down and hit the downspout for the bathtub in such a way that it went, and it sounded exactly like the phone ringing. So I would, like, until I figured it out, I would lean my head in. And so every time I went to, like, run the water right on my face in the shower, which is amazing. Let's just take a minute to appreciate how good that feels. Just hot water, for thousands of years, people lived without ever knowing what that feels like. That alone should make modern humans happy. That have it. I'm sorry, the people that don't have it, I don't mean to rub it in. I didn't think you'd be watching live stand-up on the internet either if you don't have running water. I suppose that's probably not accurate. There's people that are watching on some sort of device in the middle of nowhere that are going to have to get up and walk to get water in the morning. And maybe you can appreciate what I'm saying more than the other people that do have the water. Like, that feeling, people never knew that until pretty recently. And that's an amazing thing, you know? Even if it doesn't make you think the phone is ringing, which is just a dumb little side effect. I mean, it's over and over. I'd lean in. I'd think the phone was ringing. I'd pull my head out. Finally, I guess it wasn't the phone. This is back in the days when there was a phone in the place. Everyone didn't have a phone that they're carrying around. The phone is such a small part of what they do now, it's ridiculous that we even call them that. Where's, dude, can I borrow your supercomputer? That would be a little bit weird. I don't know where my supercomputer is. You could take an iPhone back 100 years, you could rule the world. If as long as you remember to bring a charger. If you don't remember the charger, after a certain number of hours, you'd be killed as something. You'd be martyred. Maybe 200 years. But, I mean, 100 years ago, right? 1922, you pull one of those out, you're like, look. It's over. You're running the show after that. And that could be anybody, even a guy who stick his face in the shower and think the phone was ringing several times before realizing that he was causing the water to make the noise. But that's what I love. Those are my favorite things, the dumb little things that we do. You ever do this one? You ever, for some unknown reason, put your hand out to grab a doorknob or a door handle too early? So now you're just like, oh wow, I have now my hand is out and I still have a couple of steps. You feel like it's the one moment where we can all relate to the Olympic athletes that are having a hard time passing the baton, which, I mean, that's the most frustrating thing I've ever experienced secondhand. I can't think of something else that's more frustrating just to watch than two people trying to pass that baton while sprinting as hard as they can. Oh, and they drop it. Oh. Go. Poor guy in the front, or gal, is like, come on, man. This is the only part that I can do. You gotta get that shit into my hand. I can't be looking. I put my hand where we agreed I'm gonna put it. You better put that fucking thing in there We've been practicing this for years. That's me going into the store. Oh, whoops. Nope. Just had my arm out for that long for no reason. What? There's the doorknob. Got it. Whew. Just to remember, just to remind yourself, I'm going to get my hand out there nice and early. Just so I know. Just so I remember where I'm heading. I'm going through that door right there. It's like one step shy of like throwing both hands. Running. Oh, there it is. I can't wait to get to the door handle. There it is. I can see it from here. I got you. Only once in a while, dude. It's like when you misjudge the stairs that you've climbed 1,000 times in the last year. They're in your house and you're like, hop. Nope. Oh, no. Okay. Whoops. Yeah, is that still in the same place it's always been? Must be me. That's the dum 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 da dum. And people who don't swear when you do that thing on the steps, by the way, or you stub your toe on anything, what do you do? If you don't say the word fuck, what do you do when you stub your toe? You lie to yourself. That's what you do. Even if you don't say it out loud, I know in your head you're thinking, fuck. At least now you will be if you heard me do this. There's nothing else covers this, a toe stubbing. You can't like whack your toe on the stairs and go, oh, darn it. Oh, drat. Oh, my word. God, I can't think of any more awful, understated exclamations that could replace the bad words when you stub your toe. I can't think of them. All right, folks, I just came up to ramble at you for a few minutes. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time. Keep coming by the old, what's the name of this place? Whatever. You know where it is. I'll see you here again. Good night, folks.
I don't know how that one came up. I just did that one day. I was reaching for a doorknob and I put my arm out too early and I was like, this is funny. Now I'm just walking like this with my arm out. So there you have it, a little visit to the local comedy club.
Nice.
You know what we haven't done yet? We haven't gone up on the mountain to say hello to the wise old man. Why don't we head up there and get some advice from him real quick, and then we'll come back and find out about this week's holidays.
All right.
Enjoy.
Hey. Hey, how's it going, guys? It's me, the wise old man. Hey. Hey, how's it going, guys? It's me, the wise old man on the mountain. Yeah, you're right. You guessed it. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I've had a couple of drinks. Okay, I had a couple of drinks. What's a big idea? It's not a big. What's a big deal? It's not a big deal. It's not a big idea. I just had I had a couple of drinks. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. You know what I mean? You didn't come up here and judge me. Look, man. Look, man. Once in a while, I'm under a lot of pressure up here, man. If people come up here, yeah, expect me to tell you how to live your life. I don't know. It's just because I'm an old guy on the hill with a hood. So what, man? I just had a couple of drinks. So what? It's like 12 o'clock. Maybe it's 11:30. Look, man. Live your life. That's what I say. You guys live your life. You know what? Why don't you guys, come on. Everyone, why don't you guys come back? We'll go have a drink up at my place. Come on, yeah, let's go have some booze, man. Oh, come on. Let's go have some beers. Come on. Come on with me, man. Come on. Sorry, over here. Over here. Come over here, guys. Come on. It's going to be good. So what? You go to work tomorrow.
Ah, the wise old man. He's always got a little bit of advice, wisdom to offer, doesn't he?
Wanted or not.
Yeah, he's filled with it, whatever it is.
He's certainly full of it.
So do we have some good holidays for this week?
We do. We always have good holidays.
Oh, I knew it.
Yep.
Folks, today, like other days, is undoubtedly several different bizarro holidays,
mm-hmm.
according to the calendar. And Emma has looked them up, and she's about to tell us what they are.
Yes, we have International Day of Awesomeness.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's like the best holiday ever. What's better than that?
Right. No one's perfect.
International Day of Awesomeness.
No one's perfect, but everyone can be awesome.
Oh, is that their little tagline?
Yeah.
Oh, they even have a slogan. No one's perfect, but everyone can be awesome.
The date was chosen because it falls on Chuck Norris's birthday. A man who is renowned for his awesomeness.
Yeah.
According to...
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, national...
No one's perfect? Is that the no one's perfect part is for him? Nobody's perfect, but everyone can be awesome. All right, International Day of Awesomeness.
Yep.
I love it. Okay. What else have we got?
We have Worship of Tools Day.
Worship of Tools.
And I thought this would be a good one for you, because I know you like your tools.
I do, yeah. I got a lot of tools, folks. I like them.
Yep. So it's a day to upgrade or organize your tools, or just generally appreciate them.
Okay.
Do you know, they say that...
Wait, what is the full name? Appreciate?
Worship of...
Worship, not appreciate.
Yeah, it's pretty extreme to worship your tools.
Worship of Tools.
Thou shalt not have idols.
International Day of Awesomeness.
The screwdriver can be traced back to the 1400s.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
Before there were any screws. That's crazy. What were they What were they doing with them? You just reminded me of a great story. I was at a bar in the city that some friends of mine opened called Slancha on 3rd Avenue. These guys that were bartenders at another place that I used to hang out opened this place. And the door was jamming, and one of the bartenders was trying to get the door to work properly, and he says to the waitress, he says, "Nikki, bring us a screwdriver, would you?" And she brought him a Kettle One and orange juice. Screwdrivers from the 1400s.
Was he surprised when...
We just laughed. Like, he was so focused into what he was trying to do that he just didn't even think about it. And then, oh my God, we laughed.
No, I wouldn't have either. And then, like...
Bring us a screwdriver, would you?
And she brings that. And he's like, what's this for?
Well, he drank it. It didn't help with the door at
all. But he must have been surprised when it landed in his hand.
He was. He was like, what's this?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, so nice. Worship Tools, International Day of Awesomeness, and...
International Fanny Pack Day.
International Fanny Pack Day. Okay. I'm making notes. Look at me.
Yeah. This day, I have some issues with, because if you're going to call...
Because every day is Fanny Pack Day?
No, because if you're going to call a day Fanny Pack Day, let's just do national, because internationally...
Oh, right, a fanny is...
Fanny is a different thing.
That is a good point. They are not celebrating this in England, are they?
No, or Australia.
Or Australia.
Yeah. No.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Some people are like, what does it mean? We're not telling you. I'm not telling you. I know, but I'm not sharing it, folks. You're going to have to look it up. Try Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
Bring us a screwdriver, would you?
But it's such a weird holiday. It was invented in 2007 by a man.
Invented? I love the holiday is invented. He came up with a plan.
I know.
And then he put it together.
Some of the wording's a little interesting. Invented in 2007 by a man called Nick Yates. Maybe it wasn't his name.
It's not his name. It's just
what
people
just
call him.
That. And when he was returning...
They call me Nick Yates. And this is my fanny pack.
He was returning from a party wearing a fanny pack.
Mm-hmm.
And he came across a homeless man, and he took some fruitcake out of his fanny pack and gave it to him. And that inspired him, which is great, to start a charitable campaign to donate food to the poor and needy society. But I don't understand where you get International Fanny Pack Day out of that. And there's no like reference to where to donate to the poor, or it's just all the rest of it is all about, every other mention is about whether you call it waist bag, a belly bag, a belt bag, a moon bag, or even a bum bag, which is what we would call it in Australia.
Because, a bum bag.
Because your fanny does not need a bag.
A friend of mine, when I was a kid, told me that he had an aunt and they called her Big Old Bum Bag. Stuck with me forever. I was like, really? That's what you call your aunt?
To her face?
Big old, I don't know. That's a good question.
Probably.
Big old bum bag.
There you go.
It's coming for Christmas. Wow. That was a lot of terms for a fanny pack. What were those again?
Belt bag.
Belt bag, bum bag, butt bag.
Waist bag, belly bag, moon bag.
Moon bag?
Yeah, or bum bag.
Oh, I don't get it. I don't get it. But anyway. All right, folks, you know what that means. Those are the holidays, and we are an hour and a half into the show plus. So it's time for Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. This weekend, get out there and be awesome, because it's International Day of Awesomeness. You're not perfect, but you can be awesome. Now go home and worship your tools. Lay them out and bow down to them over and over and over. Now put a fanny pack on and run around and try to figure out what fanny means in Australia and England. All right, that was it, guys. That is episode 8 of the Big News Show. I feel like it was quite fun.
I had a great time, babe.
I rather enjoyed it.
This was cool.
We did some laughing. We've got a slightly changed format and look here. I hope you guys like it.
I'm on Ben's side now.
Yeah.
Where he used to be.
She used to be against me. Now she's on my side.
But, yeah. That's great. You've done a great job, honey.
Thank you, babe. We're going to keep them coming, folks. This is the big news. This has been the Big News Show.
And if you want to submit a question for the viewer questions for next week, just put it in the YouTube comments.
Put it in the comments on YouTube
of the show, and I will find it there.
And also, guys, you can go to my website or on the YouTube channel. You can get to the Patreon account if you want to become a patron and. Make a little donation every month to pay us for producing this show for you. That would be fantastic. If you are watching on YouTube, please like, share, subscribe.
Oh, yeah. Those thumbs up really make a big difference.
Those things make a big difference, guys. Yeah. We're trying to make a push and make this into something that's lucrative for us.
And if it makes
you happy. More entertaining
for
you and more money to the charities.
Yes, exactly. More money to the charities helps us keep doing it and helps cheer up other people. I mean, the show's all about... making people happy. And
it is. That's how it started.
Yeah. Keeping everyone entertained.
Raising money and trying to keep spirits up during the pandemic. We're going to keep both of those things going indefinitely.
Yeah.
So this is the Big News Show. This has been the Big News Show, Episode 8. I'm Ben Bailey.
I'm Emma Gleason.
Thank you guys for watching. We will see you next time. We won't see you. You'll see us, but we won't see you.
Bye.
Bye.